What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, yes. And this is a very horny episode.
God, this episode is so horny. Like, and we're not even... It's not even time for the fuck palace yet.
Right.
And this episode is just deeply horny.
I'm like... I remember I texted you as I'm watching... I was able to watch it today, Tuesday. Yeah. I had dodgeball last night, so I couldn't watch. But...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think, like, it was, like, right off the bat, it was like, yo, horny. Just, like, let's horny. Get it. Like, the Bahamas is a very horny place.
Yeah.
Like,
so
everyone
like,
there
in the
is
Bahamas.
Horny.
Yeah. God. Do we have any, like, fun, like, riffing to do before we just start talking about the episode? Or should we just...
I think, I mean,
jump
like,
in.
I mean, I just wanted to learn how horny I feel right now. It's just, like, a very good horny.
Yeah, no, this episode was dumb horny. This is the episode where, like, we're just... God, we're kind of reminded how into these men Becca is.
Yeah, we've left the Shuck Palace and we're almost towards the Fuck Palace.
Yeah. Yeah!
I still love that so much. That was so good.
That was a good bit. I like that one. God.
Okay. But I think, yeah, no,
so,
I don't have a bit. Let's just get right into it, man. Let's do
it. All right, let's rock and roll. So we're in the Bahamas.
Yes, Bahama we get, Mama. Big
Mama. We get a fun. We get the same sort of. There's some shouting. There's some going to the hotel.
There's some water. There's some boats. There's lots of boats.
There's water. There's boats. There's just island living. We get another scene of Becca and Chris Harrison talking to each other.
Oh yes, that I was very happy about. I was happy to get this nice, just little like, little father daughter moment.
Yeah, and it's good because we're actually not going to see Chris Harrison again this week.
No, we're not. We're not. I really got a good Chris Harrison. Like, I got some like, all right, this gave me the Harrison I need. I always need more.
Yeah,
but I got some and I'm happy.
But we got a little bit, and the reason we don't see Chris again this week is because there will be no rose ceremony this week. There will be no cocktail party. There are six boys left. And there's going to be three one-on-one dates, and there's going to be a single group date.
Just like how they did it with Ari's season, right?
Just like on Ari's season, yeah. But the stakes are higher in that if you don't get a rose on these group dates, you're getting sent home.
And essentially, like, if you're getting the one-on-one, you do well enough, you're going home.
Yeah. Yeah, this is also the last week before hometowns.
And
so
it's
like
it's kind of demoralizing too if you're the one on the group date because you're like, oh, I guess I really am not as strong as in my relationship as I thought I was because you're one of the three that she's not totally sure about, and you're probably thinking, oh, she's definitely got a stronger connection with someone else than me. That's probably creeping into your head at that point. So yeah, this is definitely one of the more that 3-on-1 is a nerve wracking date, especially when as a watcher. Or as a patron, I guess, I have like, you know, maybe two or all three of those boys I like a lot.
Yeah, and some of these boys I really like. Also, something to point out that like I think it doesn't come up this episode, but it was something that I discussed last night. This is the last time that all of the men are going to be living together.
Yeah, they actually talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think they might have brought it up. But this is like, but after this is hometowns, fantasy suites, and then the finale. This is the last time where all these boys are going
to
be together.
So this is the last time they get to be friendos.
Yeah. Well, until paradise.
That's true. Yes, until paradise.
Until paradise. So the boys are all in their hotel room, and Becca shows up. Hey Becca.
Oh, you're the one the show is about.
It's The Bachelorette.
The
show we're on.
I wasn't expecting to see her here. I thought I was just in the Bahamas.
Yay.
This is great.
No, sorry, I keep coughing. So Becca comes in and she explains the structure of how this is going to work.
Oh, right. Like how the show works.
It is different this week. There's the dates, there's the group date. Everything that we just talked about is what Becca says to the boys.
You're welcome.
At this juncture.
Yes, we decided to preemptively let you know how this day was going to go.
Yeah, we explained the structure so Becca doesn't have to.
That's what they don't pay us for.
Yep, that's what we're not paid to do. So we just without fucking around, it's time for the first one-on-one date.
She's just like, all right, guess what? It's 3 one-on-ones and a group date. Colton, you're mine.
Colton, let's leave.
Yeah, let's leave all these other boys behind while you and me go smooch.
So she takes Colton, she flings him onto a boat, and then she jumps on top of him and they make out for a long period of time. But this time it's on a boat.
It is on a boat.
Yep. We get
on a boat, motherfucker.
I'm not doing that.
Damn
no,
it.
We're not.
I tried to goad you into an I'm on a boat joke.
Yeah, that song is like 7 years old. Older than that. It's an old song.
It is a very old, but it was a great song. But anyway, they're on a boat.
No, hold on. I'm not done.
I'll give you this moment. Take this moment.
Came out in 2009.
Did you just Google that?
Yes, I did.
It's almost a 10-year-old song.
That song is almost 10 years old.
It is well past its prime.
That song came out before Ari was a contestant on The Bachelorette, which was also a long time ago. That song came out when T-Pain was still relevant.
Yeah. Okay.
I love T-Pain, but let's be honest, he's not at the peak of his career anymore.
That's very true. He's definitely in his golden era right now. Just his greatest hits era.
So yeah, you just made a reference to a song that is going on its 10th birthday. I'm not gonna join in on that.
I'm not gonna join you in that, you piece of shit.
This song came out the same year as the third season of the hit television show Flavor of Love.
So we will dissect later in this podcast's life, which we'll have to remember to bring up.
So they're on a boat. And they are real deep sucking face.
Yo, they are horny.
And like, yo, hands are going places.
Let me tell you.
There was some butt grabbing happening on this boat.
Dude, I noticed that too. He grabs her butt a lot.
He goes for the booty. Like Colton goes for the booty.
For a man
fast.
Who has not been with a woman.
For a man, yeah. So
he's butt grabbing.
The entire premise of this date is Colton thinking, well, I'm a virgin, and I need to tell Becca this.
But then that was, here was prime time producer time, where they like make it seem like it's a really dramatic thing. It's like, oh man, Colton's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. He needs to just bring them out, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got to tell her. What's going to happen? Oh no. And it's just, he has to tell her he's a virgin. All right. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Look, I get it. You're 26. You haven't, like, had sex. That's fine. Like, that's not that bad or that big of a deal. Like, in fact, it's kind of sweet. We've made fun of him a little bit, but it's kind of
sweet.
Okay,
but here's the... We don't need to talk about this yet. We'll talk about Colton's, like virgin, like... story later.
Yeah.
Because there's more to this... There's more to, like, this date. Because a boat arrives in the ocean and it pulls up to them. It is a bright yellow boat. Its captain is a man named Action.
Yes, this man's a fucking hero.
And he shows up and goes, "Hey, you guys want to dive for conch?"
And then they're like, "What?" And then he's like,
"And they're
yeah.
like, what?" And he said, "No, I said conch.
It's
like
an aphrodisiac.
Yeah,
let's
I didn't
get
say
horny.
Cock. I didn't say cock." I know what it sounded like, and you're going to be reminded of what that sounds like
a lot
every
this
9
episode.
Seconds for the next 10 minutes.
Let's go deep for conch. This is word.
Yeah.
This is a phrase
like
they definitely
say, let's
said.
Go deep for conch. Ooh, I love that conch in my mouth. Like they really leaned into this.
And didn't it help that like at previous to this date that Becca like just like you know how we've always kind of said that like. Becca is keeping Colton around because she's hella horny for him.
Yeah,
she
no,
just
she like
said
he's going
it.
To the fuck palace.
She literally just says it. No, she just says it at the beginning of this episode in a talking head where she's just like, you know, Colton is hot and I just want to like make out with him.
She calls
this.
Him a hunk.
Yeah, like she just literally just confirms everything that we thought is that Colton, she is horny for Colton and she just wants to be all up on that bod.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. I'm just saying
no,
that,
that's
like...
No, that's not a bad thing. But it basically just confirmed our suspicions that she's into him.
Oh, she's so into him.
She's so into him.
So, proceeding is a long list of conk jokes because you know what it sounds like. It sounds like cock. Which is hilarious.
Like
it's hilarious.
It's another word for the penis.
It's so funny when you make jokes like that like 20 times in an episode. Like,
yeah.
It's the best. I love it. And I'm not lying. I fucking loved it because it was so horny.
It was so great. And then, so they like dive down. They get the conch shells. Real quick, I called them conch shells my entire life. Mainly because of SpongeBob. You know, all hail the magic conch.
All hail the magic conch! Glad we got that out of our system.
Yeah. No, I need to get that out of my system. But like, just... So, but like, that's... Like, I read it... I read it as conch shell. With it like the ch,
yes.
C-H
Yeah.
And either pronunciation, as far as I'm concerned, is correct. Conch, conch. But just like, they definitely were like, no, you have to say conch this episode. It needs to be conch. You need the hard K sound.
You need
do you understand
sure,
what we're going for?
We need to make sure it sounds as much like cock as possible, Becca.
Yeah.
All right?
Like,
I want you to hit that conch as hard as you can.
So I'm thinking, now, I'm thinking about that episode of 30 Rock when they're filming promos for TGS. And the line is like, I'm proud as a peacock, baby. And Tracy Jordan says, and I'm proud as a peacock, baby.
I'm proud as a peacock, baby.
No, Tracy, it's peacock. Peacock.
Peacock.
Like, no, try to dial that back a little bit, Tracy. Just peacock. Peacock.
Do you think that started happening? That started happening with Colton. Like, what show
I think
is it?
So.
Conch.
It's a conch.
Conch shell. Colton, just dial it back a little bit. But your energy is where we want it. Okay.
The energy is good, Colton. Let's dial it back just a little bit.
All right,
man?
We're also trying to overtly like remind people that you're a virgin this whole time.
Yeah.
Because you haven't used your conch for anything.
Yeah.
Your conch hasn't gone deep yet.
He got. I made this joke at the bar when him and Becca were on that boat and action showed up. Yo, Colton got conch blocked.
Oh my god! Because he was about to tell her too.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was right about to tell her, and then action showed up.
Action just showed up, and he was the life of the fucking party, man.
Yeah.
And then
they go
snorkeling, some more smooching. And then they actually do get some of the conch shells, bring them up,
they
and they like eat like this like fucking eel looking part of the conch
because,
meat.
Which action asserts several times is an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, he's like,
because
it's gonna get you horny.
Are clearly not horny enough.
Yeah. He's like, look, you want to bang? This is how you do it.
Yeah. So now it's dinner time.
Yeah, they smooch a bit more on the boat. They even do the, of course, because they're on a boat, they have to do the Titanic thing at least once. That has to happen once every season.
Yeah. Yep, they also I'm the king of the world, hooray!
I think I have seen that in every season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette when someone is on a boat.
At some
point, it will happen. It will always happen.
Of course. So they go and they have dinner, and Colton says, "Oh hey, BT Dubs, I'm a virgin."
Yo, BRB, BT Dubs, LOL, LMFAO, virgin, IDK, right?
Yeah, God. To which Becca. Do you remember when Lauren told Ari?
Yes.
Yeah, that she was like falling in love with him. Yeah, and Ari just gets up, says nothing, just gets up and walks away for a while. That's Becca's reaction to Colton being
essentially
Colton telling her that he's a virgin. And also, like, this is like there's nothing wrong with being a virgin. Like,
no.
Not there isn't. There's nothing wrong with that. There, like, it may like raise an eyebrow or two, but there's nothing inherently wrong with that. What does sort of like throw me a little
bit is
Colton's like reasoning. Whereas, like, look, if you're a virgin, like for religious reasons, sure, no big deal. Like NBD, but Colton's reasoning is like he was just too busy being a football player that he just never got around to banging.
Yeah, it's a weird... Like, I get it.
Which, like, okay. Like, really?
I get it. Okay. If you're really, really... You know, if you really, really want to save yourself for the person that you love, I think that's, you know, a wonderful sentiment. I mean, any kind
yeah.
of... Any kind of gets to that later on in this conversation, but... Initially, he starts out with, you know, like, oh, you know, I was a football player, and I was footballing a lot, and I wasn't able to, you know, do the other stuff. I wasn't able to bang, because I was footballing so hard.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, that's your reason, man? That's really your reason? Come on.
Yeah!
I don't know, yeah, I just thought it was weird.
It's just like, really? That's it?
Yeah, that's it. You were just balling so hard, you know. You didn't want to, like...
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay. Like, that's your reason. I'm not going to say that's a bad reason. It's just weird.
I guess.
Whatever. Colton, yeah. You dumb virgin boy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
yes, he tells her that. Becca goes for a long walk out into the air. And I'm just thinking, like... But, like, if someone told me they're a virgin, I don't need to go, like, take a minute to myself.
You know
what I mean? It's not that much of a bomb. You know what I mean? She's like, I just need a lot of time to, like, collect myself over knowing that someone's a virgin. Like, it's not, again, it's not like he's, like, 35 and a virgin. He's 26 years old. That's not that
The only other thing where I feel like Becca's reaction is almost justified is that, like, yes, Becca is more experienced at sex than Colton is. Fantastic. But, like, that is... Sorry, I just got a message that just filled me with rage.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. But this is, like, in a standard, like, dating scenario, it's not a huge deal, I think. But at the end of this show, whoever Becca chooses is, like, gets down on one knee and proposes.
Yes.
And, like... Becca doesn't know at this juncture what kind of physical chemistry, like specifically like sex having chemistry.
Oh, that's a very good point. No, but you're right. No, you're right. Because Garrett brings that up like a little bit. It's like
you
need to have that physical connection too. So someone who's not necessarily used to it or maybe a little awkward with it, you might not get that same vibe from them in the middle of this competition. So maybe she is looking at it because it's this competition. But, like, in real life, it wouldn't be... There's not as much pressure about it because you can kind of take the time with your partner. That makes more sense to me, actually, now that you've kind of unpacked it.
Yeah. Her, like, it's because the show is so inherently ridiculous that it's actually, like... It actually could be a pretty big deal.
Because let's face it, look. No one's great their first time. We've all been there.
No.
No one's good. He's going to be awkward. It's going to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
And if they weren't, like, under the lights of a bunch of cameras and shit, probably, you know, wouldn't be a big deal. But, yeah.
Exactly.
It's a much bigger deal. So, you know what? You're right. You're very much right.
Yeah. But regardless of all of this...
She's still horny for him, so...
Still horny for Colton. So, let's give him a rose and shuffle on to the next one-on-one date.
But hey, man, credit to him, though. He came out and said it. I think that's still...
Yeah.
That takes a lot of guts to even admit that to anyone.
Yeah.
When
I
you're
agree.
In a more advanced age, especially, like... I totally understand his analogy. Not analogy, but his story of, like, I was in, like, a football locker room, and it's very hard to not... To say, like, hey, I'm 26 and a virgin, you know? Like... I totally sympathized with him there. Because I've definitely been in those situations when I was in high school... When I'm lying about stuff like that. So,
yeah.
That you totally get my sympathy for, and I totally understand you more as a person there, Colton. So, I want to just give him a little bit of a boost there if I can.
Yep.
But otherwise, gets that rose.
Yep, gets the rose, and we move on to the next one-on-one date.
And Blake is shocked.
Everyone was like kind of shocked that Colton came back.
Blake is definitely having his kind of it's kind of starting to spiral a little bit this episode.
Again, yes. Also, real quick, is your AC on?
The fan is on because just to move the air around a little bit in here.
Okay, I'll just do a noise reduction. No big deal.
Gotcha.
I put it on
low just so I'm moving the air a little bit in here.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's still making noise, but whatever. No big deal.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's hot. It's hot out again. So yeah, Garrett is at the next one-on-one date.
Yes, Garrett is the next one-on-one date, and it is it's boring.
It's another bore. Like, these dates weren't great again.
I don't know. Conk diving was pretty great because of conk diving.
Yeah,
action was great.
Action made that date.
And I will say, the next date too has a pretty phenomenal thing happening.
Yeah. Well, so we'll get to that one. But so Garrett's date, at least in my memory, is pretty fucking forgettable.
Yeah.
Like they.
I don't even know what they did.
They got on a seaplane. I mean, they went to a beach. But... they made out in what looked like a very uncomfortable position,
While the waves are hitting them, and you're definitely getting salt water in your mouth in the middle of your makeouts. It's not great.
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of women in my life, and I've talked to some women who have done things on the beach. None of them have ever said it was good. Ever.
No,
it sucked. Like being on the beach is romantic, and like some smooches on the beach are good. But no, yeah. Any sort of like real physical stuff on the beach sucks. All of them.
Because sand gets places.
Yeah, all of them have said that, and all of them have agreed it's the worst.
Yeah.
So I'm going by
this. This is something
that
Anakin Skywalker would not have stood for. Because he hates sand. Prequel jokes.
That is very funny.
Thank you. So that's kind of it on that date. They go to dinner. They talk a bit more about how Garrett was married.
And I think Becca brings up a good point here, though. So you're definitely seeing a lot of really great chemistry between Becca and Garrett. That's really reinforced here throughout this entire date that these
yes.
two really get along very, very well. And I like them
yes,
very
they
much
do.
As a couple. They really are very couple-y.
Yeah.
But here I think we see... Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. At dinner, Garrett is talking to her about his marriage and like why it failed and why he was very idealistic as a younger man, like wanting a family and everything. And he still wants that, but he thought that this person was the right person and she didn't end up being that and it wasn't a great relationship. Now, Becca brings up the fact that like she gets worried with him that maybe the only reason he likes this so much is because he likes this process. And this process works better because it kind of... as we said, it's a ridiculous show. It just can create these false feelings and make these grandiose feelings about like love and that everything's going to be this beautiful, you know, magical journey. When real relationships aren't, there's a lot more to them. They can be really ugly at times too.
Yeah.
And that was her thing with him. Like that's what she wanted, like reassurance that he is in this for, you know, the right reasons and that he really is putting his best foot forward, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... like, he hasn't done anything wrong on this show, Garrett.
Right.
Like...
We all know his history, like...
Yeah, we all know the past, but as far as, like, Garrett's role on the, like, in these last 7 weeks of our lives... like in this show, Garrett's been pretty fine.
Yeah, he's been pretty fine. He's done nothing wrong on the show.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, like, I don't know, Becca being very clearly horny for him right now is like, okay, cool, it's justified.
Garrett right
We're
now.
Good.
Garrett right now is my favorite. One of my favorites for final two.
Yeah. No, I think the final two are going to be Garrett, and it's either going to like. Well, let's not talk about the final two because I don't want to spoil anything for the rest of this episode. And then we'll talk
right,
about
right.
final
but
two.
Right, right. That's why I'm saying this right now. But like,
yeah.
Garrett right now is one of my favorites to make final two.
Yeah. So, is there any more to talk about Garrett's date?
There really wasn't. No, he gets the rose, and it's
like,
nice.
I feel like I got like the date started. I got up to get a drink, and then I came back, and it was over.
No. Really. Garrett's date wasn't much to like, know or to see. It really wasn't.
Cool.
I think I hit on the major part of Garrett's date. Which was my long explanation, which I got a little deep, little deeper than a comedy podcast ever gets.
No, but we do that sometimes. I think it's important.
Yeah, it shows our character, shows who we are.
It shows that we're thinking men.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So let's move on, I guess. Oh, Garrett gets a rose. In case we weren't clear about that. So
right now we have Colton and Garrett going to hometowns.
Colton and Garrett are both going to hometowns.
She doesn't.
Important.
You know. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you.
Yeah,
but she only asks this like later on in the episode, but she doesn't really get too in depth. Like, about their families. Like, I felt like Ari at least, like, really asked everyone about their families. Like, Rachel
Ari did,
really asked people about their families. Nick asked Rachel. People about their families.
Nick like, did a really... I really liked Nick's approach to when he was asking... When he was, like, you know... When he was, like, giving people roses at this point in the show. Nick was, like, very... like respectful, like he was like, I don't want to meet your family if that's not okay with you, like, but I like so it's like this is a like yeah like this is very big, like, will you accept this rose, knowing what it means.
And
Becca really didn't do that. She was like, she kind of just gave them the rose. They didn't like, at this point in Ari season, Ari was very aware of who Uncle Gary was.
Yo, I can't wait for Gare Bear.
That's so far down the line. Uncle Gary seems so far away. In case you've forgotten, Uncle Gary is Becca's uncle. He has taken on a very fatherly role in her life since her father passed away.
If this show doesn't bring on Uncle him Gary...
I swear to God, if Uncle Gary isn't there...
He better be on BIP.
Uncle Gary for Bachelor.
Uncle Gary for BIP! Uncle Gary for the third bartender.
Yes. Let's bring on Uncle Gary.
It's Hughie Wills and Uncle Gary!
And everyone has to call him Uncle Gary.
Sup, Uncle Gary?
And that includes Chris Harrison.
Yeah, Chris Harrison has to absolutely call him Uncle Gary. Oh shit, that'd be so funny. I want to see her with both of them and like both of the most important men in her life currently.
Yeah.
Fatherly nature, yeah, like in that room will be amazing.
It's so paternal.
Oh, it'll be so fucking paternal. Oh my god.
Let's move on to the next one-on-one date.
Yes, next one-on-one date. So
God, I feel like this episode is going quick, even though this episode was a very long date.
Yeah, man. But that's what I'm saying. Like, these two things went by very, very fast.
We get
a bit more here.
Oh, also, real quick, you watched this episode today, not yesterday. If you had the joy of being on the East Coast and watching this, The Bachelorette Monday night, for the second time this season, Overlord Trump interrupted my fucking TV show.
So what happened? Like, walk me through. Like, what was it about? What was going on?
It was him announcing the Supreme Court.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit about that. I don't want to watch who's falling in love.
And it took like half an hour. And it's like, dude, why always Monday night at 9 p.m.?
Because he knows people are watching The Bachelor. He definitely watches The Bachelor.
God. Does Trump watch The Bachelor? I think that's important.
No, he 100% does. You know he does. Yeah.
It's not on Fox.
It doesn't matter. He wants to know. He likes looking at the pretty ladies. Like, oh, you wouldn't believe. Oh, the women on The Bachelorette is so beautiful. I like watching them. That one's not a 10, though. She's out. Because you know when they get kicked off the show and they don't get a rose, he says you're fired.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. It's so he can say you're fired at home.
Oh God, Donald Trump interrupted my show again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to sit through that. I didn't check any of Daddy's tweets. Did he like have some solid tweets?
No. Dad, Chris Harrison, father, he did tweet. He warned us. It's okay.
Oh no, he warned us. But I'm saying like mid thing.
I don't
think he
tweeted the event like the last time.
I'm telling you, man. Tweets ever sent I've ever read.
You know, it's no secret that neither of us are fans of our current president.
No, not at all.
This isn't political. But let's just say, like, hypothetically, I was.
Yeah.
And he's interrupted my favorite show twice now. I would not be anymore.
I lost my vote. Yeah. Imagine if he like actually was losing votes because he kept interrupting The Bachelorette.
Because he keeps interrupting The Bachelorette.
I just want to see Becca's journey, and you're killing me.
Oh God,
that is very funny.
Yeah, so let's get to this last one-on-one date.
Third one-on-one date, and guess who it is?
It's Blake.
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 Blake. Not that there's... we've done this every time. There's nothing
wrong.
We
do this every time.
There's nothing wrong with Blake. He's fine. Blake. So Blake has still been kind of like... up to getting this one-on-one, he's still been like, oh, am I going to get it? I'm just so nervous. I haven't had this. I haven't had that. And like the other guys are definitely noticing it. They're like, yo, Blake is losing it a little bit here, man. Like
he is. Blake is also the only person that we see, like, packing his bags.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you do before everyone on one
right,
day.
But, like,
but
based
Blake's
on all the
only one
bites,
that we see.
Yeah, based on all the sound bites, they were like, ooh, this is how we're setting this up, because we're the Bachelorette.
They were setting up. Also important, one of the things Blake put in his bag was, like, a piece of wood.
Right, what was that? Was that from their date?
I think that was from the lumberjack date.
Oh,
Blake, I think,
that has to have been what it was, because that's the only right? one that, like, involved wood.
Yeah. Well, it may be in a literal sense,
yeah,
you know?
There are so many dick jokes in this episode.
Conk. So, Becca and Blake.
She gave him wood?
Yeah.
There was room for one more.
One more. Hey, Alan, you remember like 20 minutes ago when I gave you shit for referencing a song from 2009?
Yeah, sure do.
So just like real quick, hey, do you remember the hit band of the song? One sec, I'm not Googling anything. Do you remember the band The Baha Men and their hit song from the year 2000?
Alex,
who let the dogs out?
Alex, let me take you back to 2000.
Yeah, let's talk about 2000.
I'm a young man. I'm in the prime of my youth. Okay.
Exactly.
And I absolutely owned the CD of the Baha Men and their song, Who Let the Dogs Out.
And, homie, I think I had that on cassette.
I religiously played that one song a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean a lot. It is,
yeah.
It is so quintessentially millennial and like end of the 90s era that I was absolutely shocked that I was getting more Baha Men in my life. And so they disappeared, and I was like, "Where have the Baha Men gone?" I feel like that could be a podcast, like Baha,
like yeah,
like where have the Baha Men gone?
Wait, we come up with a new podcast every episode.
That's true.
I feel like it would just be called "Who Let the Dogs Out."
But like that's too easy.
That's too easy.
Bros Before Baha Men doesn't work. Oh, we should have workshopped this one way before.
We should have thought about this before.
It's going to come to us at some point in this, and it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But they go, Becca and Blake go to a beach where there's a stage where the Baha Men are playing.
And they are just like bumping to Who Let the Dogs Out, and there's a dog there too, and everyone is just having a great time. I absolutely did watch this, and I'm like, is that the Baha Men? No way.
Yeah.
That's where they are. They're just where they're supposed to be. There's something else
that's very important. After Who Let the Dogs Out, and Becca states this in a talking head, the Baha Men start playing their new song.
Wait, the Baha Men have new material?
The Baha Men are still an active band?
That's amazing. I just thought like they just like live in the Bahamas. Okay, so apparently this is where they live now. They just stayed in the Bahamas, and
yeah.
they just would perform as like a kitschy thing. But like no, they're still recorded. They're still out there putting out music.
Yeah.
So I was beside myself with joy. This isn't Lil Jon, but it's pretty damn close.
It's pretty close. It's like it's like an actual like artist like group that I recognize and I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
That's a start.
And two, fuck yeah, Who Let the Dogs Out is the best song ever.
Yeah, and Who Let the Dogs Out is easily in the top five best songs ever written. Up there with Hungry Like the Wolf and a third one.
Donkashane.
And Donkashane. Like it's Hungry Like the Wolf, Who Let the Dogs Out, and Donkashane. Top three songs. Number
of
four,
of
Mr.
Time.
Brightside.
The goat.
Number
the goat.
Five.
The goat songs. Donkashane.
Yeah.
Hungry Like the Wolf and Who Let the Dogs Out.
And Mr. Brightside.
And maybe What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. That Bros Before Rose.
We cracked
top five songs ever written. Top five songs ever written: Hungry Like the Wolf, Who Let the Dogs Out, Dankeschön, Mr. Brightside, and What's Up. That's it. It's
definitive. We cracked the code.
It has been carved into stone.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to go and throw it into a volcano next week. The greatest five songs ever. We have them.
You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome,
welcome
world.
We just
we did the work.
We did it all for you. Oh shit. Two of the greatest songs ever have been featured on this show now.
Yes, of course.
Yo, I swear to God, if they play Four Non-Blondes, What's Up in an episode, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah. So
they do some dancing to the Baha Men.
They do some dancing. They get up on stage with them and dance around.
And they're smooching and they're having a good time. And there's just,
hey, remember
just,
when
good vibes.
Nick Vile? Remember when Nick Vile had that group date with the Backstreet Boys? Though,
dude, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I kind of miss Nick's season.
I miss. I know. Don't worry. We all kind of miss Nick's season a little bit.
Man, we didn't know how good we had it.
Right? I know. We were just giving him so much shit, and we were like, oh, no. He's actually pretty good. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, what a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Come on, Nick.
Nick is good. Nick's a good boy.
I just want what's best for Nick.
Yeah. Welcome to the new podcast. Nick Vile.
The Nick Vile fan cast.
The Nick Vile fan. The Nick Vile experience.
I'm trying to think of, like, a joke.
There's, like, so many, like, puns with Vile.
Yeah, there's a lot of puns we can make with Vile. The Vial of Love.
The Vial of Love. Like, Let's Get Vile.
Ooh, Let's Get Vile. That's good.
Ooh, Let's Get Vile is good.
Let's Get Vile. It's time to get Vile.
Time to get Vile.
Like, that's our next pod. That's our next podcast.
Yeah, time to get Vile. Like, oh, it's just a retrospective into, like, Nick Vile's life. Where he grew up. His time. His multiple times of The Bachelor. Bachelor in Paradise.
Yep.
Bachelorette. I think a deep dive into who he is really what America needs.
I think so. I think we need to be reminded of the last great Bachelor.
But right now, we need to be reminded of the current very great Bachelorette.
Let's talk about Becca, but let's not talk about Becca. Let's talk about Blake.
Blake.
And let's talk about, so yeah, there's dancing, there's Baha Men, there's dips, there's spinning, there's like...
There's Baha Men.
There's a lot of great stuff. And then... And now it's dinner time.
I really wanted more Baha Men.
I was expecting him to play
I really wanted a lot more Baha Men. Just
like, I was hoping they were gonna like teach them how to dance or something.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted like a little interview, like, hey, Becca and Blake are here. Like, I want to hear them talk. I want to get some Baha flavor.
Right. Like, I want that Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah, that Baja. What? Yeah.
Is that racist? What I just
no,
said?
No,
I think
that
was racist.
It's that Mountain Dew flavor.
Yeah. No, I know, but I think. I think that was racist. What I just
no,
said.
No, I'm going to keep. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you that one.
You good? You're going to give me a pass? Thanks, Alan.
I don't think that was wrong at all.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one.
So, God. So Becca and Blake have some talks. They talk about Blake's family life, which wasn't great.
Yeah, so Blake ends up talking to Becca a
this
bit.
Is Blake dropping his bombs.
Dropping his bombs. And it's nothing bad. It's just he has to... I think it was very important for him to just... To let her know, like, what his family life is like and why he kind of is a bit more reserved with his emotions at times. So his parents got...
And it's justified.
No, 100%.
I think it's justified that Blake has, like, sort of an apprehension to love.
Yeah.
After what happened to his parents.
So his parents got divorced around when he was a sophomore in high school.
Yep.
And that definitely, like, as we've seen a lot in this show, that can always lend itself to one of the contestants being a bit more reserved to letting their feelings out. But I think what's been so beautiful in this is that Blake has felt so comfortable with Becca that he's really letting her see more of his emotions and being a bit more forward with his emotions. And
Alan, you're leaving out like some huge details.
What am I leaving out?
That before Blake's parents got divorced, she had an affair with his English teacher basketball coach.
I totally forgot to mention that shit. Oh
and,
my
like,
God, how did
he
I
grew up in
that
a small
shit?
Town, so like everybody in town knew about this before he
that's
did.
That's right, dude. Thank you so much. Oh man.
And
forget
then
that.
His parents got divorced.
So yeah, she was. That's right. They were cheating on him. She was cheating before, like, they got divorced. So what's happening? Oh, shit, that's horrible. I forgot about that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, public. I definitely left that out, and I apologize.
That was a huge bit of information.
This is why we're a partnership, Alex. We pick each other up when we're down.
Oh God. So with that whole like sort of thing that happened, that's Blake.
But now you're leaving out an important one.
What am I leaving out?
Because he says. He's the first one to say, I love yes! you, Becca.
Yep.
He, after all of that, he sets it up and goes like, this is why I've felt so way, like a certain way about my emotions, but I want to let you know, Becca, that I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
And then it follows.
He's not falling for.
No, yeah, he's moved past. He's moved past.
This is an important distinction.
He's the first one to tell
Becca, I love you.
And then what follows is just Smoochtown, USA.
Oh, God, just smashing faces.
I mean, like, Becca was horny after this. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
She was horny, and she does not shy away from telling us all about that. She's like, I'm feeling it with Blake so hard. And like I said, I was feeling it probably pretty positive with Garrett. Right now, I'm like, yo, Blake is a front runner. Blake has, like, moved well into the driver's seat, and he is moving forward, dude.
Yeah.
So Blake gets those hella smooches, gets that rose, obvi, and then they're just so much more smooching after that. Like they are. She then she says like, I wanted to tell him I loved him too, but like I couldn't.
Yeah, that she like admitted like, she was like, I wanted to say it back, but that's against the rules.
I was like, oh shit, son, like she is into it.
Yeah.
So that's his date. And now we're coming up to the last
date,
the three-on-one.
So, but here's the thing. So, there's three people who have already gotten roses. So, just one person from this group date is moving on.
Right.
This is wildly different from the situation we had last season with Ari.
Yes, because you were
like, the group date back
he
then,
had
that
two.
Was... There were only two because Jacqueline left.
That's right.
Jacqueline left, and then the group
date...
Oh,
that hurt so much,
was,
too, Jacqueline.
Was Becca and Tia and Kendall.
Yes, that was a weird date too.
That was a weird date. That was where like Tia was like, Becca's young, she's get her out of here.
And
Ari said, okay.
Get her out of here.
And Ari said, okay.
Alright. I agree.
So we're on this group.
I'm Ari, I love that.
I love that.
I love that.
Carboy.
Okay.
Vroom vroom. So group date, it is a group date that takes place on a beach.
And these aren't it's so boring, but like also like
they had a little fun.
They had a little fun.
So the date is Leo, Wills, Jason. They get on a boat. They go to a beach, and like and Becca is there.
On like a private
Wills
island
is still the best dressed man I've ever
100%.
Seen. Leo's rocking a man bun, and
yes,
Jason looks like Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Jason is just Jason it all over.
Jason looks like Jason. And look, I'm no stranger to like slicked back hair. Like that's how I wore my hair for the last couple years.
Very true.
But there's something about Jason's hair that just bothers me.
I get it. I totally get it.
You know,
you look at him, you're like, there's nothing wrong with you, but I just don't love your hair.
Like yeah.
You're a totally fine person. But I just thought, your hair bothers me. I get it. I think that every time I see Jason on the screen.
Yeah.
So we get a little volleyball.
We get a little fun volleyball. And remember the last time volleyball happened on this show?
It didn't go great. But it did seem to go fine here.
Because
everyone looked like they were having a little bit of fun. Everyone looked like they were like...
Then the date got weird.
Yes.
And not like... Like not it, like so they played the volleyball and then like
it's
they
just,
they stopped
it's just
playing volleyball.
Wills and Becca walking away and talking.
And then well not even before that though, like she spends some time with Leo and just sends him home.
No. Wait. That didn't happen yet.
What do you mean that didn't happen?
What I'm saying is they did the volleyball. She has her one-on-one with Wills. She has a one-on-one with Jason, and then she has the one-on-one with Leo, where Leo goes, we aren't, I mean, I feel like we haven't moved this forward yet. And then, yeah, I sent you home, and he's just wandering around on the beach.
Yeah!
I'm saying, like, you skipped a little bit to that. I know that's like that was like the big thing that happened within this date. And then that, wait, this is where it was very weird.
Because it wasn't a big thing.
No, not at all.
It just kind of happened.
Yeah, it was just, like, they're just on the beach. He's saying, like, I just feel like, you know, I haven't had as much time with you. Yeah, you haven't had as much time with me. Yeah, I haven't. You're going home.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. All right.
And that's
bye,
it.
Leo. That's just the end of Leo.
And Becca gets on a boat with Jason and Wills and just leaves Leo on the island to fend for himself.
And he's just...
But you know what? Fine.
And they're watching him. Okay. And they're watching him from a distance. And he's just like... Just kicking his feet in the water. They don't even give him, like, an outro. He doesn't say anything. Leo's just left there to just be island boy.
Which, to be fair, he's going to make a great island
boy. Oh, he's going
to
be a great island boy. He looks very much like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Like, but that's like, all right, you're just the island boy now.
But, yeah, and so that's the end of Leo. Bye, Leo.
Bye, Leo. I really miss you.
It's been real, bud.
You were great. Which I'm going to give you some credit here. You called it. This is exactly what you said was going to happen.
Yep.
Which I also, I mean, I felt that way too, but you definitely did call it first, so I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
This is exactly what's going to happen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
So now we move on to the evening portion of the date, where they're having dinner. That's the three of them, Becca, Jason, and Wills.
They have a little dinner, and then Becca goes right to her two convos.
Yeah, so she has two conversations.
The first one is with Jason.
Yep.
And that one seems to go kind of well. She says to him she feels like they haven't moved their relationship as far, or he hasn't necessarily been as open about everything.
Yeah, like he hasn't opened up as much as she would have liked.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And that's sort of the gist of that conversation. And then she talks with Wills, who they talk about how Wills' parents have been married for 50 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a long, very long time. Like he's got old parents then.
But also he's just got like, it just sounds like he's got a beautiful family who like really like focuses on love very well. And Wills,
yes.
And like I said, I'm a big Wills fan. Wills just is like, look, I don't tell this to a lot of people. Like, I'm really letting you know how much, like, I have feelings for you, that I'm falling in love with you, that, like, I really am feeling this, and I'm really, like, genuinely have these feelings for you. And I really felt like this wasn't an act. I felt like...
No, Wills is very genuine,
Wills is so genuine. And I just, like, he really put himself out there. And I was, like, really, really digging it. It just reinforced how much I like him.
Yeah. They did a great,
There's not a lot more positive I can say about why I like Wills, but he really put his emotions out there for Becca. And walking away from that, you definitely felt like one person had a better conversation than the other. And I felt Wills definitely had the best interaction with Becca, and it was a little sketchy for Jason.
Yeah.
But...
The rose of this date is now the next is given to Jason.
Yes. So
and Wills immediately shatters into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, you see it happen, man. You see it happen like in real time.
He completely falls apart, and it is like the saddest thing on television.
Like it was sad when Clay left. Like I was upset, but this like they really, and I really hated some of the juxtaposition that they were doing here. Like it was bullshit, and. Okay, so I'm really upset to see Wills go.
Yep.
And you can just see he is absolutely crushed there.
Yeah.
Becca walks him out, and she hugs him, and he's nothing but polite. And she says, you know, you will find the person out there for you, which is just not the thing to say to someone that you just broke their heart. Just say, like... Look, I think it's okay to say I didn't feel your and mine relationship was where I wanted it to be. That I think is okay because you need to give them a reason. But don't just tell them I'm not your person.
Yeah.
even though it's well intentioned, it just sucks to hear that. Just
yeah,
and he brings that up too in the car ride back. Like he's like, "That's the worst thing I could have heard." Like that just sucks so much. I'm like, "Oh fuck yeah, it does, man."
Yeah,
hell yeah. So Will's hugs her goodbye. He definitely holds his emotions in like a fucking. Like I don't know how he did it. I would have been a mess.
You could see he was holding himself. He was trying to hold himself together.
He was very composed, which is very impressive. And
yeah,
and then goes into the car, and as he's going into the car, she's just like, it's this juxtaposition of her going over to Jason, just smooching him. She seems so happy, and I'm like, how can you be so fucking happy right now? Like, I mean, I get it that you like have to be happy. But don't tell me this is the hardest decision you've ever made and then just go and be like, all right, we're smooching. Like, that doesn't feel genuine to me. That this is the first time I felt like this really didn't feel like a genuine Becca moment. Like, if this is such a hard decision, you'd be crying.
Yeah.
I saw Rachel Lindsay, like, crying so much her eyelashes are falling out when she broke up with Peter the day before that they're going to actually go out for the finals.
Yeah.
And you're fucking telling me this is the hardest decision that you've made and you're not crying, you're not emotional.
Hey, Becca, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get, like, this isn't, like, I don't think this was the hardest thing. I think you should have used better words with him.
Yeah.
And I'm a little unhappy about that. Just because, like, this is a person who clearly really had feelings for you and you crushed him, which is, okay, if you don't have those feelings, that's okay. But don't tell me this was as hard of a decision when you're going to just go right and smooch another person so hard on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what felt bad to me. And that's just give me a bad feeling in my stomach. I didn't love that.
Yeah, me neither. But so we have our final four now.
Yes, we have our final four.
So our final four are Blake,
Garrett, it's very diverse.
Colton, Jason. Yeah. A diverse group of men.
Yes, so it's Colton, Garrett, Jason, and Blake.
Real, before we press on, which there's not a whole lot more to press on about, as of today, about 4 hours ago, Chris Harrison confirmed that Wills will be coming to Paris.
I saw that too, and I was very happy. I was like, good for him, man. Like, they should... That had to be because they realized how much people like him on this show, too, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm stoked to watch Wills on Paradise. He deserves,
me too.
Yeah, he's great. Fuck yeah, Wills. Congratulations. You're going to find love. There is a better person out there for you, clearly.
Yep.
You're the man. Fuck yeah, Wills.
Yeah. Good on you, Wills.
You get it. Just get it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that is the end. That is the end of the date. And that is the end of the app.
And that's the end of the episode. And it feels weird because we haven't even hit the hour mark yet on our recording.
I know. That's how fast this episode went. Like, when
this episode went so fast.
When I was watching it.
So little that happened.
Dude, no, exactly. When I was watching it on Hulu, that's what I'm realizing too. I'm like, this is going by so quick. Nothing has happened. Like, big things have been said, but nothing really major has happened. And that's what you kind of get when there's like no more like drama people on the show. Like, when you don't have a Chris or a Jordan or a David to like kind of push this forward. The show's boring AF.
And this is sort of the point where like the show kind of, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Very true.
Like, this is the part of the show where things are getting serious.
Yeah.
But I
think there's a way to have like kind of like jovial fun while also like being serious. Like, just make better dates at the end of the day. I think if the dates were just better, we'd be having so much more fun.
Yeah. No, I agree. But like, it's just like, yeah, they're going like hometowns. Is like you don't get interaction between the contestants anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get any more. And it's the same as true for Fantasy Suites and for the finale. Like, this is kind of like this is the end game here.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
So, which actually that brings me up to a little question I want to ask you.
Hit me.
With us coming up to now to hometowns.
Yeah.
With us coming soon to Men Tell All.
Oh right, the Men Tell All is happening again.
Men Tell All soon. What's your prediction now for the final four, final three, final two?
Well, the final four we already have. We
don't need
to predict
that. Sorry, yeah, but I mean, who gets past final four to final three is what I meant to say.
Yeah, it's real. So it's a toss-up, I think. You know, there's when I think about who is probably the weakest going into hometowns. Immediately, I think Jason.
Same. I'm there with you. I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure we're going to completely agree on what's going on here.
Yeah, I think that I think that. Like, there's a part of me that feels like reasonably.
But remember, we felt that about Kendall, and she made it.
We did feel
suites.
That way about Kendall. She made it all the way to Fantasy Suites. But I don't feel as strong about Jason as I did about Kendall.
No,
obviously.
No,
Kendall
no, no,
made much more of an impression.
No, no. Kendall's a fucking saint sent by angels.
Yeah, I think, like, it kind of depends on it depends a little bit on hometown dates. I feel like reasonably we lose Jason next week. The week after that, I want to say we lose either Colton or Blake, and we lose Colton based on how good he is in the sack.
Yeah.
I'm confident Colton's going to the Fuck Palace. Because
oh,
she's,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Colton
I'm very confident.
Absolutely going to.
And sort of depending on how that day goes, and more importantly, how that night goes. Really, we're gonna that it sounds so shitty that just like. The fantasy suite date is probably going to be make it or break it for Colton
here.
I know.
Yeah, it really does.
It sounds really shitty.
He's going to get conked out.
I also don't want to just, like, belittle Becca that much to, like, she's making this decision entirely on sex. But also, like...
It's understandable,
It's understandable. And it's also just so clear on this show who she's like horny for.
Yes.
You know?
Oh yeah.
She has not hidden that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If it does next week, Jason for sure. Week after that, maybe Colton, maybe Blake. I really see like
I'm so confident saying that like okay, it's after hometown we lose Jason. After Fantasy Suites, we lose Colton, and final two are Garrett and Blake. I am 100% in that right now.
I'm gonna take the reverse bet then. I'm gonna say final two are gonna be Colton and Blake.
Nice.
Colton and Garrett.
So
rather. Colton and Garrett.
And as per the usual for our awards, the winner gets a nice hearty handshake.
A firm business-like
handshake.
But yeah, I like how neither of us disagree. Colton is going to be in the final two. Or not Colton. Garrett. Garrett is going to be in the final two.
Garrett. I've thought Garrett's going to be final two for weeks now.
Of course.
Not even questioning that at all.
Yeah. Garrett's going to be the final two. So the question is it going to be Colton or is it going to be Blake up against him?
I'm excited for the weird family members that some of these people have. Because you know the weirdo family members that always like show up that just have like the best moments? I can't wait for that. That's going to be great. I'm excited.
Definitely.
I love hometowns for those people. Like I want
love
an Uncle Gary. I want like someone to have an Uncle Gary esque figure.
Like Uncle Gary or Kylie.
Yes.
Kendall's sister.
Yes. Oh, she was great.
Any of Tia's family, they were all fantastic.
Oh my god, yes. And I always want
like hometowns.
I can't wait for that one family member who doesn't get any lines, but you just see like who's that guy? Like with like Vanessa had that weird cousin who looked like Seth Green. I do enjoy hometowns for fun stuff like that.
Yeah, hometowns can be good.
Yeah.
But that's our speculation going forward.
Yes. So now
you want to play the game?
Fuck yeah, I do.
All right, play the music. So, Alan, you got to play the game for me?
I do have a play of the game for you. I went first last time and I took yours.
Okay,
I'm going to take yours
this week. My play of the game. My play of the game goes to the Baja Men.
Oh, dropping, it wasn't mine!
Dropping their new hit song,
their new
Bumpa,
hit single
on The Bachelorette.
Which is, hey, there's a lot of people watching it. They made a great decision. People are gonna be streaming that song like you wouldn't believe.
I've already streamed it.
You've already streamed it?
I already added it to my thumbs up playlist.
Have you been getting lit to it like crazy?
Oh, it's a fucking great song.
Oh, hell yes.
Like I could toss out just like say like, hey Google, play Bumpa by the Baja Men and let's see if it responds. Wait for it. Oh, I have a Google Home.
Oh my God, I can't believe. This is great podcasting, by the way.
This is such good podcasting.
I love it.
It's just playing with the dogs.
Oh,
you can hear that,
shit,
right?
I fucking did hear that. It's play this other song by the Bomb, and Google said no. Fuck you. I'm playing Who Let the Dogs Out? Because that's the only fucking Bahamut song anyone wants to hear. Oh my God. That is so good. Oh shit. That was good podcasting. I lied.
That was, see?
I lied.
Google just yes anded us.
I lied. Because that was awesome. Google just had the best improv ever. Well done, Google. Oh, shit. Okay. So, my play of the game is absolutely going to Action.
Oh,
and his,
Action.
And his deep conk diving, just getting that conk all up in there. Just, like, letting them swim around in their conk. Just all the conk jokes.
Well, Action was the star of the post-credit scene, which we got.
That's true. That's right. We forgot to mention the post-credit scene.
We didn't talk about.
And he's, like, showing them how to do the wave with his stomach, and then they start, like, dancing and bumping and grinding, and then Becca definitely.
And then they start getting real horny.
Yeah,
again,
and then Becca definitely grinds into Blake, not Blake, into Colton's, into his like groin area, and he goes, oh, and she goes, woo, and I was like, oh, horny,
yeah.
But like, we can't do that on screen. I was like, yo, they are so horny for each other.
They're so horny. We also got like a coming up on The Bachelorette. Sorry, let me do that right. Coming up on The Bachelorette. Where we see some of Becca's gals returning.
Some of her gal pals.
Some of the ladies. We get to see more of Becca the Destroyer.
Yes, Becca the Destroyer is there.
Tia.
Kendall is
we
there.
We get some Kendall.
And
hopefully
Tia,
Kendall has a line this time.
Tia's like about to drop a bombshell. What's it going to be?
Tia's miffed about Colton. My guess is that Colton's lying about being a virgin.
And they banged Horde.
And it's because I want Becca to be like, yeah, like, Colton was talking about how he's a virgin, and Tia's gonna be like, what? Nah, chill,
because we was banging all that weekend.
I just hope, like, I want some shit about Colton to come out.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what it's gonna be.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm skeptical that it's just not gonna be that, because that's what they want us to think.
Oh, it's gonna be like, I'm actually really into Colton. Well, too bad, bitch.
Yeah, and Becca's gonna be like, fuck you, we're getting married now. Colton wins. That's the end of the show.
Yeah, I did it. I decided. Suck it, Tia.
Get out of here, Tia. Go back to paradise.
Yeah. You dummy. You goof.
Go back to Wiener.
Yeah, go back to Wiener. With all their conk jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be the best ever.
Yeah. Do you want to end this episode? Like, it's kind of short.
It's kind of short? No. It's only like 10 minutes shorter than we usually do, right?
I don't know.
We usually run an hour 15.
Around an hour 15?
Yeah.
All right. It just feels so short to me.
No, we went over an hour. I think if this was less than an hour, it'd be short, but we went over an hour.
Do you want to talk about, like, Avengers or something?
No,
I don't know.
This isn't that podcast. This isn't Bros Before Thanos.
Did you play the last God of War game? Wait, Bros Before Thanos? What?
This isn't Bros Before Thanos. Like, this isn't what we're doing.
Would you want to, like, pad time a little bit?
No.
Like, I don't know. Like,
let's just shoot the
last
shit.
God of War game.
Let's just
game
shoot
was
the
really
shit. Everyone's been like, oh, I'm deep in this Bachelor. What are they talking about now? It's just going off the rails. These two crazy boys, and they're let's get a peek into how much nerds they are.
Yeah,
I like that. That's good. That's great podcasting.
Right? I think so.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Now peek behind the kimono, as you would say.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? Tell me all the things you want to talk about. I'll talk about whatever you want.
Well, you haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
I know. I'm sorry.
So we can't talk about Ant-Man. I don't know. Fortnite.
Yeah,
I haven't played Fortnite in a while.
That's not what Fortnite is.
I haven't played Fortnite in a while.
I played it last night. It was great. I shot one person with a shotgun and I died like an idiot.
Did that new Overwatch character come out yet?
No,
the hamster
it's a
ball?
Fucking hamster and he looks awesome.
Yeah. He's not out yet?
No, he's not out yet. Probably be out like in a week.
Oh, okay. Have you got any new Amiibos recently?
No, I have no. I don't even have Amiibos. I've never bought an Amiibo in my life.
All right, fine. Then I guess we'll just end this podcast early. I'm trying to make conversation
and I'm having the conversation with you.
Or Amiibos, and you're just like, I don't have Amiibos.
I've never bought one. What is this? I don't know. Do you want to talk about Skylanders? I can try to talk about that. I don't own any of them.
Do you have Skylanders?
No. But it's Amiibo-esque.
Oh, God.
That Spyro trilogy is coming out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
See? Look at that. I'm engaging.
I never played that Crash trilogy. I feel like I should.
We'll buy it, and then that's what we'll talk about next week.
It's coming out on Switch, and that's what I'm waiting
exactly.
for.
Exactly. We'll talk about it then, and then we'll just, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We won't even talk about The Bachelor anymore. We'll just talk about how much we love the Crash Bandicoot.
We never talked about Detective Pikachu, and we said we were going to.
That is fair. Apparently, the game sucked.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of reviews, and everyone's like, "This game's the worst," and the voice for Pikachu sucks.
I heard like the gameplay was like very simplistic, yeah. Which like understandable. It's a kid's game, and I think I brought this up before. I also read like that people were just very uncomfortable with how often Pikachu was hitting on female characters.
Oh wait, that makes it great though. Oh shit.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Toots, how you doing? I'm Pikachu. They gave him a DeVito-esque voice, didn't they?
It's DeVito-esque for sure.
Okay, that's right. That's like a little bit of a little bit of forgiveness, but like it should have been Danny DeVito the whole time.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Which we've discussed in this podcast before.
We have.
Because we this is Bros Before Pikachu.
I was going to say Bros Before DeVitos.
Bros Before DeVitos! Oh, shit. We could absolutely have a full-on podcast breaking down. Oh, my. We fucking could. There's so much DeVito shit out there that we could
yeah.
we could have a deep dive into DeVito culture.
We did an episode of Ribs and Reels on Matilda, didn't
oh,
we?
Yeah, we did. We talked to the shit about DeVito.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Ribs. Oh, speaking of Ribs and Reels, this is not for this time.
No, we could talk about scheduling our live webcast another time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where we're drawing the line? Really? That's where you're fucking drawing the line?
Well, that's not interesting.
Oh, let's talk about Fortnite and the Amiibos.
Well, at least other people could, like, have played Fortnite or played Amiibos. I don't think anyone except for you and me have planned an episode of Ribs and Reels.
That's fair. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the worst. This is such bullshit. I'm sorry. I love you so much.
Hey! Well, at least I didn't bring up Powerade.
Now that you did.
And now I have.
And that's the last time we're getting sued. Ah, oh, shit.
Let's end this part. We've padded enough time
I think we
now.
Have. That was like 5 minutes.
That was 5 whole minutes. Thanks, guys, for listening.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. We're available on podcast apps, iTunes, Pocket Cast. We're available at Google Play Music now. That
sweet,
finally,
you did that. I'm so proud of you.
I didn't do anything. Oh. I just like it. I got a notification because I was subscribed
to
this podcast.
I thought you like put work into it.
No, I didn't.
Nice.
I looked at. I was subscribed to this podcast through Google Play Music. Mm. And, you know, every time we release a new episode, I would get a notification saying, hey, new episode from Rose Before Rose.
Of course.
But since we switched to Anchor, like, Google Play hasn't been getting our episodes, I guess.
Oh.
And, like, yesterday I got a notification saying, hey, new episodes from Rose Before Rose.
Yay.
And I, like, pulled it up. And, like, all of our episodes are there. So I guess now we're available on Google Play Music again.
Well, that's great. That's a great thing
So that's
to hear.
Cool. Yeah, I think the last thing I need to do is submit us to Spotify.
Yeah, that's
which
you'll actually have
should
to
have been
little,
dealt with.
You're actually
gonna
have
already.
To do a little bit of work for that one. It looks like.
Yeah. But yeah, we're also available on Anchor, which is our gracious host. You can get in touch with us on Anchor, leaving us a voice message, and we could play it back on our next episode if you choose to do that. You can also always shoot us a message on facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. And I don't think we've ever gotten a message.
No, we haven't.
If we do, we'd respond.
Sooner or later, someone's going to send us
a message. Oh, hell yeah.
And it's going to be relevant to what we're doing, and it's going to be great. And we're going to dissect it, and we're going to make it. We're going to give you so much love. You're going to love everything we say about you.
Yeah.
Unless it's negative, but you know what? We'll still love you.
Yeah.
Because you took the time, fellow friend listener. You did it.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it.
We'll
see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Well, you had another thing.
I was going to say you can also follow us on our respective Twitters.
Oh yeah, check. Yeah, I'm at Old Man Beefy.
And I'm at BossMoss91.
If you ever want to see me tweet real dumb shit.
If you want to see me not tweet, you can go to that. I tweet about
my
sports.
My last tweet, I tweeted yesterday saying, I met Grizz at New York Comic Con in 2012, and I'm honestly still talking about it.
That's a great tweet. You have one of my favorite Twitters, I won't lie. Like, you'll just come out with a real zinger, and it always makes me happy.
Thank you. I wanted this tweet to get more traction, but it didn't. Of just Syndrome did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I like that. I love that one too. That was great.
Yeah. I have some fun with Twitter. I don't get a lot of responses, especially since I stopped tweeting at Kendall so much.
Alexis Waters.
Yeah. Or Alexis. Alexis never responded to me though. Kendall responded.
Yeah, that like was beautiful. I couldn't believe she actually fucking responded. We both kind of like got a little horny over that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Alan, you have a Twitter account?
Sure do. As I said, BossMoss91. I tweet about sports a lot.
Yeah, I don't. If you want that sports experience, go to Alan. Not sports, come to me for
the comedy,
weird tweets.
For all those funnies.
Yeah, come to me for humor.
For those goofs.
Come to me and check out my yearly tweet at Kenan Thompson.
it's true. He does this every year.
I tweet at Kenan Thompson once a year because we have the same birthday. That's it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I have the same birthday as John Oliver, I found out.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right, let's end this.
Let's end this episode.
Thank you. God damn it.
let's fucking land this ship. Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss. And this has been the most dramatic.
Dramatic.
Episode. Yet.
Yes.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
You can't get mad at me for not being able
gotcha.
To like sync up with you.
I gotcha.
When you're trying to fuck with
you,
me like
you got
that.
It. That's right.
No,
eat
that's
that
not that was
shit.
Mean. You did a
that's
mean
right.
thing.
That's right. I sure did. I get my revenge. It's your comeuppance. All right. Fucking deal with it.
Fine.
I win. I'm a winner now.
Yeah. This week, sure. Let's see what happens next time.